This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Biden's office says he has an aggressive form of prostate cancer diagnosed Friday. Emergency medicine physician Dr. Stephanie Widmer.
Being that he is an older individual, his ability to tolerate a more aggressive form of treatment may be limited. But that being said, prostate cancer in general is a treatable form of cancer.
Mr. Biden's 82. The FBI says a man who died in a van explosion outside a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California yesterday is suspected in an act of terrorism. American Reproductive Centers says no person or materials at the clinic were hurt. It's the third day of the hunt for 7 of the 10 prisoners still on the loose after escaping a New Orleans jail through a hole behind a toilet. The sheriff says some employees may have had a hand in the breakout. Storms in the Midwest and the South this weekend killed at least 28 people. This is ABC News. Talks resuming to resolve the New Jersey Transit train strike. The strike began Friday, stranding over 350,000 commuters in the country's third largest transit system. Locomotive engineers asking for more pay, saying they haven't had a new contract in years. Bill Craven walking the picket line at a New Jersey Transit depot in the Philadelphia suburb Morrisville.
Most of us would much rather be running trains. That's what we do for a living. We don't want to disrupt our lives, other people's lives, but it comes to a point where we haven't had a raise in 6 years.
The FDA has approved the first blood test to help diagnose Alzheimer's disease. Neurologist Dr. Lee Kroll of Mondesi's Health says the test will be for those over the age of 55 showing symptoms.
The test looks for two proteins in the blood that are linked to the brain changes we see in Alzheimer's, and it's over 90% accurate, so very, very good.
Based on Alzheimer's, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The biggest thing that happens in Wisconsin state government every 2 years is the state budget. And last week at the state capitol, Republican lawmakers took a step forward in the process by voting out more than 600 measures from Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal. This has become a familiar step in this era of divided government. This is now the fourth budget proposal that Evers has put forward, and each one has been met with a similar fate. Even as this has become the custom, it doesn't have to be this way. Republicans could honestly engage with this budget and debate it on its merits. There are good, smart proposals here on everything from health care to education to child care to environmental protection. And if there are items here they disagree on, make the case. Have the debate. But by voting everything out and starting from scratch, they are letting down the people of Wisconsin they are elected to represent by refusing to have this debate on a very basic level. We should expect better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's Saturday night in Wisconsin. Time for local music. Oh, and we got a double dip that's great. Elizabeth Mary, two in a row. We're going to tell you all about what she's up to right now. Well, after the two songs. On Max Inc. Radio.
Just erase. You think you're versatile. the pain. I have a heart to gain. You see, I'm just a wreck. Ha! I'll prove you wrong. You think you sacrificed for this new song. And you said, life is hard. Meet me in Madison. Meet me in Madison. Meet me in Madison. Meet me in Madison.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Two in a row, a double dip of Elizabeth Mary here on Max Inc. Radio. First, we heard Me and Madison, and then Parking Lot Kisses, which sounds super romantic. You can, of course, see her at Broadfest this year, main stage on the 25th Sunday, the grand stage, rather. Also, if you want to do something a little earlier, the Annex, she's doing live stuff there. And Rocker, this list of stuff that Elizabeth Mary's doing, it just keeps going on and on and on and on.
You know, and you got to remember, that is she has a great band with her.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Paul Schluter from Last Crack on guitar, yes. And that's her husband, right? And that song, Parking Lot Kiss, guess what?
Uh-oh.
That's about them meeting.
Well, that's good news. Yes, right?
I was a little nervous
there for a second. All this local music is brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. Access all your products and information to improve the quality of life. They have got flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, growing supplies. Oh, so much more. Shop at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison, or ship to your door, Rocker. ShopTurtleIsland.com. That's ShopTurtleIsland.com. Rocker, what do we have going on tonight?
We have a great show lined up, Rob. Bam! They are going to be in here at 6:30, just after the break.
Man, this whole time I thought Emerald was coming. Like there were some spices and some bam. That's, no.
Yeah, we're going to learn how to cook, man.
Okay, all right.
Tony Cannon and the Soundgarden crew. Tony Cannon, he's been around for nearly four decades in the Madison music scene. We're going to hear about his experiences, his band, and they have a show coming up. And then live in the lair tonight, James Azell, he is going to be in here playing some songs, telling us his story. And then Abaddon's End, multi-award winning band. They just won a bunch of whammies this year. Song of the year, video of the year.
They performed live too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did actually. They performed at the Whammies this year. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And then, of course, After Hours with Rob Roberts.
Yeah,
we're going to keep you till midnight.
Man, I have so much caffeine. I am so excited. It's going to be a good night tonight.
Espresso, man.
Espresso. And maybe just a little something special in the coffee. But we'll talk about that in the After Hours show.
You mean like an infusion?
We'll talk about it tonight. Don't you worry. We'll talk about it.
Were you over at Turtle Island?
I was. Shh. It's going to be a good time. It really is. Listen to the After Hours show. We're going to do some Bratfest stuff there, too. We're going to do it tonight, a little bit in the After Hours. Also, there's a couple other great shows going on and festivals coming up, so we'll be talking about that. And that's 10 to 11, 11 to midnight, right here on Civic Media. Next up, we're going to play a band that's at Wardstock at Warner Park. That's going to be happening May 18th. Hey, you know what, Rocker? That's tomorrow.
You know, and this band, there's been a name change.
Yeah, I was sitting here like, I thought it was a typo change, because on this piece of paper, it says Stephen Cooper. On this computer, it says Stephen Cooper. But on this piece of paper, Rocker.
It says Katrina DeVille.
Right? Tell me about that.
And the Nobody Famous.
How did that happen?
Stephen Cooper was in the band for a long time, and he decided to become transparent. And he's made a little bit of a change.
Oh, there we go. Well, let's play the band now, yeah?
Right.
Let's
hear it.
On Max
Inc. Radio.
It's still
the same band.
Same band, same sound. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Wrap my arm around your waist, give your lips a taste. How are you? Where have you been? I've been searching everywhere. Entrapment every now and then. Keeping toes and fingers crossed. Perks outweigh the cost. Persistence hopeful to the end. But much to my surprise, when I kiss my tries goodbyes, I looked up from my life and you arrived before my eyes. Would you be love.
spent your winter pull curtains in sinister woods. Every echo she should have, she could have. You spent your summers all in pots underneath holes you drilled in your roof. I'm in disbelief. 100 torn breezes, a world of bourgeoisie. Your wish list, don't wait till you hear. She did this, she did that, she went there. Whether your thunder's 9 days times 100 in number, that's almost 3 years. So love your hate, they can love your mate, they can hang and wait.
Amelia Ford right here on Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, you know, we've got Bam in the studio. I'm excited to talk to them. That's going to be happening at 6:30 tonight, which is just right around the corner, right after break. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Bam, we're going to be talking about their shows coming up, some music they got, and I believe it's an album release party. So we'll
Ooh, have all I like a good album dirt. Release party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before that, we heard Amelia Ford. She's got all sorts of stuff coming up. Tiki Bar on the 26th. Also, she's at the Slinger Community Park on 5/28. 14th time Whammy finalist. That's amazing. Winner of Wisconsin Album of the Year. Just a great song, too. I love it.
I love that she's playing in Door County in Fish Creek at Lautenbach's Orchard and Winery. What kind of gig would that be, boy?
Boy, you know, what, a winery gig? I do a winery gig. Yeah, we should do a live remote at a winery.
Or that would be somewhere. Fun.
Yeah, right?
Oh, boy.
Or at Salvatore's Tomato Pies.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Order your pizza now. Send it to the studios. Right, Rocker?
That's right. We'll take one anytime.
Oh, and coming up, we have a double dip at 7 o'clock. Who is double dipping with us tonight, Rocker?
Who is double dipping with us at 7 o'clock? It's going to be Adem Tesfaye because he's going to be playing May 30th at the Burr Oak in Madison.
Yeah, when he does live stuff, it's amazing. And his album release party was just a little bit earlier this year, and the new album's amazing too.
Hey, do you like information leaks?
Yes, leak.
Well, Adem Tesfaye band is going to be playing at Woodfest.
Oh!
See, everybody, earlier I was like, rocker at Woodfest, right? What's going on, man? And he's just like, no, it's still early. And I was like, I know, but I want to know. And he leaked that to me. So
we'll give you a nugget.
I love nuggets.
Adem Tesfaye, he's going to be playing at Woodfest 2025.
And that's why you have to listen right here to Max Inc. Radio so that you can find out what's happening across Wisconsin. Balsam Hill now. Our Love is Burning on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wrong. It's all right that you're gone. Do you think you were right? Did you ever think that maybe there's no fault? 'Cause I'm watching our love burning, the earth that keeps on turning, it's alright. Yeah, I'm watching our life burning, the fire and ashes fading.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right, Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice, I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Mother, share your wisdom on this day. Father, take the time away. Son, warm our souls to the cold. Oh, 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 oh,
on Max Inc. Radio Rocker. Amazing local music. I just love it. And we've got two members of BAM right here in the studio right now.
That's right, Rob. BAM. BAM. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's an acronym. Bo Allen Messer Music is BAM. And BAM is releasing their new album, Shifting Tides, at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison on May 31st, which is the club's one-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
And whether performing solo or accompanied by a full band, BAM is a blend of Americana, folk, and blues rock influences. I was like just listening now, and I was seeing Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
You know, doing the band, or Emerson, Lake, and Palmer or something.
Absolutely.
Here in the studio to tell us about the band, the album, the upcoming shows is Bo Allen Messer and Tomek. Bo, Tomek, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, let's see. Bo, before we hear about BAM, tell us a little of your backstory. I mean, how did you get started playing music?
Yeah, I mean, I've...
Hold on. We need a microphone here.
Oh, there you go. Thanks. There you go.
Hey. Music's been in my family for a long time. Everybody on my dad's side of the family, they've been musicians. My dad's a guitarist, and it's always been a part of me. And I'd say back in like 2015, I started getting serious and had my own original band, starting with Bojo's Mojo and moving on to Cruising Round, and now BAM. Yeah.
And then how did you get started in music? I mean, what did your dad play? What was his music?
He brought me up on like, he's a guitarist. He brought me up on like Lynyrd Skynyrd, mm-hmm. and, all the classic rock stuff, you know? That's been a...
And how old were you when you started playing guitar?
That's a good question. Maybe 10-ish. I mean, I've always had a guitar, right? Just cause he played. So I'd fiddle around with it. So right. As long as I can remember.
I always like to hear what the parents' role is. And we have over here, you're the fiddle player, right?
That's right.
Tomek?
Yes.
Tell us your backstory. How did you get started in music?
Yeah, so I actually grew up playing music from Poland. My dad was a musician, still is. And the region we are from is a borders the Carpathian Mountains.
Oh, okay.
And so grew up playing folklore from there, which takes a lot of influence from Romania, Slovakia, Hungary. And pretty much played folklore and played in an orchestra growing up. Then when COVID struck, I met these guys and we had plenty of time to get together, create some awesome music together. And we've pretty much hit the ground running since then and have been just enjoying what we create. So here we are 5 years later with a new album.
It's amazing. COVID has, it was awful, but some good things came out of it, right? A lot of bands came together during COVID. So
that's right. Yeah. Now, did you always play fiddle or have you played other instruments?
Dabbled in piano, saxophone, but violin has been my main instrument.
Nice. Very cool. Oh, that's Tomek. And we're here with Bam. Tell us about Bam. I mean, who plays in this band?
Yeah, so right now, Tomek and I, of course, we have Dylan White on drums, a phenomenal musician. He's been jamming with us since the beginning of our last band, Cruising Round. For Bam, we just added Mark Gooden on keys. Mm-hmm. He's an absolute beast, a good addition for sure for Bam. Chet Wells started off with us, and now we have on bass, and now we have Pete Kakanis jamming with us up from Stevens Point area.
Now, tell us about the new album, Shifting Tides. It was recorded in Fort Atkinson?
It was, yeah. Lunar Lava Studios with Jeff. He's a great sound guy. That was a really good experience.
He was right there in the room with us, pretty much part of the whole experience creating it. He added some of his own influence, some ideas, and that was really cool just to have him be part of the process of creating this album. So
now, tell us a little bit about Fort Atkinson, because, you know, that's kind of a music city down there. People don't realize, but there's a lot of jamming going down in Fort Atkinson.
You know, I still really don't know a whole lot about Fort Atkinson.
Me neither.
What?
We spent 22 hours in the studio in 2 days. We ate at a Mexican restaurant across the street, which was phenomenal, and then we went home. So
we went there twice in one day.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Wow. So, excuse me, where is the album available right now?
Right now, you can find it on all streaming platforms. It's on our website as well.
Spotify?
Yep, you bet. Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, Amazon, all that fun stuff.
And you can get a CD from us at one of our shows if you come.
You're going to have CDs?
We already have them.
Oh, really?
You bet.
Wow, a band that plans the release party after they get the CDs in hand. Kudos to you. How about vinyl?
Not yet. I really want to. Hopefully after this summer. We need to build up the funds, but we all want to do it.
Now, don't mess with Cupid. They're an Otis Redding tribute band fronted by Gamma Ray bar owner Kevin Wilmot, and they are headlining the Gamma Ray's one-year anniversary party, and Bam is warming them up. How special is that to be going being able to play a celebration and the release of your album, Shifting Tides, at the one-year anniversary of the Gamma Ray?
Yeah, we're super stoked for that. That's going to be a lot of fun, and just two really great things to celebrate. We're super excited for the album. I mean, we've been going for this band started a year ago, and we've just done so much in the last year. So we're super excited to celebrate the album release, and doing it with Kevin at his venue.
Wow,
birthday Eve bash.
That's special.
Yes,
that is a great place. One of my favorite clubs.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
Now, what's happening with Cruising Round? Any news on those guys?
We are not, as of right now, playing anything. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Most of the Cruising Round guys are now in BAM, with the exception of one or two. So that's how BAM was formed.
Nice. Well, we enjoyed seeing Cruising Round last year at Atwood Fest.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a blast.
What's going on? What's coming up with BAM for this summer?
Yeah, this summer, I mean, we're super busy. We go on tour here next week. We're going to Colorado. We have a few shows out there, then a show in Omaha, and then, the album release party of the 31st. But we're playing all over Wisconsin this summer. We have a few festivals we're going to be playing at. We're up in Door County, New Lisbon, Oak Creek, Park Falls.
Oh, we're
Falls.
In Door County.
We're playing the Thirsty Cow Tap House. Mm-hmm. That's more of a duo show, but it's a blast. Is that Sister Bay?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think so.
Right around that area.
Oh, Bailey's Harbor, maybe?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
That sounds like a fun time.
Oh, it is. It's good, yeah.
Door County is always a blast.
It is, yep.
So many good places to eat.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite restaurant up there?
You know what? He used to live there for a bit. I bet he has.
Yeah, the Blue Horse Cafe. I can't wait to go there.
What city is that in?
For breakfast the next day. Bailey's Harbor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was that again? Name that again.
Blue Horse Cafe.
Blue Horse
Cafe.
Got
a sticker on my water bottle, which I don't have with me.
It's like the second thing you broke tonight. First Atwood Fest, second breakfast. You know?
That's what we do, Rob.
That's what we do.
Connect. Bo Messer, thank you for coming down, Tomek.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming down to speak with us tonight. How do we keep up with BAM Online?
Yeah, our Instagram and Facebook is pretty active. It's BAMWI, B-A-M-M-W-I, and our website, www.bamwi.com, B-A-M-M-W-I.com.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. We're going to listen to another song from your brand new album. This one is called Bad Habits. Tell us a little bit about this song before we hear.
Yeah. This song is just, you know, I mean, the lyrics are about just learning things you need to fix and fixing them, getting tired of them and getting them fixed. This was a fun song to record.
Yeah, the harmonies that came in on this one, those were a studio surprise, and I'm really happy with how those came out. And
very last minute.
The lick that we went into at the end there.
Yeah, it features the fiddle towards the end, and it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Awesome. Let's hear it. This is BAM, Bad Habits. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sun is shining down on me, and I'm too far gone to feel the heat. Winds of change calling my name, and I'm too busy playing your games. Because I got bad habits, they got the best of me.
It's Bam and Bad Habits right here on Max Inc. Radio. All this local goodness is brought to you by Neighbor Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellence of craftsmanship. Good Neighbor Fencing is in Madison, provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, aluminum fencing, they've got it all. Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com, or give them a call. That's what they do. They do it all. It's 608-395-4546. Yeah, 608-395-4546. Rocker, how you doing over there?
I'm doing great, Rob. What's happening?
I saw another band came strolling in. Can't wait.
James Izell, he's here. We're going to be plugging him in and doing a sound check pretty soon here.
All right, I'm excited. And that's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
8 o'clock hour.
Wow, he's early.
Well, we got to get the musicians in here and get them all sound checked. Make sure they sound good for you, right?
Right. You got to get the vans and the buses and the trucks and everything, back it up to the studio. That makes sense.
Pack up the green room.
Yeah, and he's got all sorts of CDs, too. I'm going to be excited to hear this. It should be good. Also, maybe a surprise guest. Maybe a phone interview.
So stay tuned
to Max Inc. Radio. We'll let you know when it happens. Well, you'll know because you'll be right here listening to us on the radio. So let's do another song, shall we?
Sounds good, Rob. What do we got coming up right now?
Snap and Pop.
Oh, we're gonna play by the Reverend Eddie Danger.
Let's play it right now on Max Inc. Radio.
Do not, under any circumstance, cooperate.
Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop, boom, pow. Snap, snap. A man to think, but he won't if he is fed or he don't care. And money talks and lazy walks to a place going nowhere. So if you go, let me know where we are and how we got here. Thanks a little, here's a lot. Well done, medium over rare. And choose your words, cause you won't fly full of hot air. And if you did, where would you go once you were up there? And if you fell, would you cry and not know why or how we got here? We are overworked and we are underpaid by a system that don't care. Snip, snip, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snip, snip, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snip, snip, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snip, pop, boom, pow. Snip, snip, pop. What is it good for? Keeping rich people rich and poor people poor. Who is the booze that they feed you? You swear it's not yours, well, I don't believe you. What would they say standing next to you? Twisted and ugly like a bad tattoo. Cigarette smoke and too much perfume and flashing lights in the stale air room. Now food not bombs, bread not arms. You are a cancer on my family farm. You better wonder if this are horseshoes or hand grenades. Not even close. So find a peace, love, and promenades, Mr. Prez. Yeah, Mr. Prez, well, you can go on an unpaid vacation while I'm dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop.
Broadcasting live at MaxIncRadio.com.
And on your mobile device at TuneIn.com.
Search Max Inc. Radio. It's radio for the people. We'll be right back.
24th Street and I'm looking at a life. Standing on the corner watching people passing by. I used to be somebody, man, I used to be someone. Now I'm feeling like a bullet in the chamber of a gun. I said, hey, tell me what you're gonna do now. You're acting like you've never been had. You say it's the end of the world again. When it all blows up and it all goes down. When it makes you sick but you're still around. You ain't too pure, ain't too proud. When it all blows up. Somehow be alright. Girls on lower Broadway in the summer, in the smoke. I feel I'm at the wrong end, man, of someone else's joke. I said, hey, tell me what you want me to do. I feel like I got nowhere to go. Meet me at the end of the world again. When it all goes up and it all goes down. Sucks your soul, but you hang around. You ain't too poor, ain't too proud. When it all goes up, all goes down. And it all goes down. And it makes you sick, but you hang around. You ain't too poor, ain't too proud. You still get your kicks in a lovesick town. When it all goes up, all goes down. And your midnight friends don't come around. When the time is right, time is now. And it all goes up and it all goes down.
This is Max.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The commuter train strike in New Jersey affecting 350,000 travelers a day will end and trains will run tomorrow, says the Union of Striking Engineers. It says after today's negotiations that they have a deal. Former President Biden has an aggressive form of prostate cancer, diagnosed Friday, says his office, and the cancer spread to bone. The Bidens are said to be considering the available options. On the hunt for seven prisoners still on the loose after 10 escaped a New Orleans jail through a hole behind a toilet. Reward money is now at least $20,000. Louisiana State Police Superintendent Colonel Robert Hodges.
We're confident this time that we have actionable intelligence on all seven of those fugitives. And we hope in the coming days, if not the coming hours, that we have them all apprehended.
The FBI says the man who died in a van explosion outside a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California yesterday is suspected in an act of terrorism. This is ABC News.